Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege that I have to be back with you again and to be able to share the Word of God with you. It is a joy. It's a privilege. I tell you, to preach the Word of God, and I'm thankful that I heard it. I heard it young. God dealt with me at a young age, and I'm thankful that He dealt with me such of a way. He drawed me with His cords of love, brought me down to a place of repentance, very tender, very long-suffering with me. Knew exactly how to speak to my heart. He knew exactly what I needed. I didn't know what I needed, but He knew what I needed. And I tell you, by prayer of others, and I tell you, by His love toward me, and He took His precious word, the word of God made it known to me. He let me see myself by the word of God, and I'm so thankful for that. I tell you, if I didn't hear the word of God, I wouldn't have had any hope. I tell you, I wouldn't have had any hope if I didn't know the truth. If someone didn't love me enough to tell me the truth, if someone wasn't faithful enough to preach the Lord's word, and I'm thankful that I heard it. It fell on the good ground of my heart. The seed was sown into my heart. I tell you, my heart, the ground of my heart was broken up. It had been made soft by the plowing of the word of God. And I tell you, it just humbled me, and it let me see that I was a sinner on my way to hell, and I was lost, and I was ready. I was ready to be saved. I was ready to have happiness and peace that I didn't have. I tell you, I was troubled. I was tormented by the devil himself. Didn't know exactly what was going on in my life as I was very young, but I'm thankful that God made Himself known to me through the Word of God, by the Spirit of God speaking unto me. And I tell you, it gave me hope. And all I had to do was to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, you shall be saved. Now, it was more than just a mind belief and repeating something after a preacher or anyone else and just having a model prayer. But I tell you, I believed with my heart. I believed to the saving of my soul. I believed that Christ was the Son of God. By what I heard, God dealt with me such of a way. I tell you, He began to break my heart. He broke it by the word of God. And when He did, I tell you, I seen I was a sinner. I was lost. And I wanted to be saved. I felt the love. I felt God. And I wanted to be saved. And when I sought Him with all my heart, I tell you, I wasn't trying to hold on to anything. I wasn't trying to tell God how it was. I wasn't trying to tell God how good I was. I wasn't trying to tell God the things that I've done that were good. I tell you, I came to God and really confessed that I was lost, that I was a sinner, I was undone, that I didn't deserve to be saved, that I was a sinner, and I was sorry that I sinned against Him. And I tell you, when I came to Him like that, and I really poured out my heart, He saved me just like I was. And I tell you, He put His Spirit in me. And I tell you, I've been walking in the newness of life ever since. Like the Bible says, I tell you, when Paul was, I believe it's the church of Corinth, when he wrote unto them, I believe it was them, and he talked about, he said, that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He said, behold, all things, old things pass away, behold, all things become new when you get saved. I tell you, so my life changed that day when I trusted Him as my Lord and Savior, gave it all up, and I repented. I tell you, the Spirit of God came in, made Himself known to me. I tell you, the darkness had to leave my heart. I tell you, it had to leave. I was lost in sin. I was in darkness. I was dead in trespasses and sin. Had no hope. But when I got born again, when I got saved, I began to live. I began to realize what I had in Christ. And I was a new creature in Christ. And I tell you, I had the light. See, the good news of the glorious gospel was shined unto me. It was preached unto me. And I tell you, it brought light to my darkened soul. And when I confessed it and I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ with my heart, all my soul, I tell you, I got saved. And I tell you, He'll do the same for you. He's in the saving business. He's still saving souls. He's still calling men, women, boys and girls everywhere to come and to repent. He come to preach that. John the Baptist come and preaching repentance. The Lord Jesus came preaching repentance. And I tell you, He's called us, we that are saved, we that are called by His name, He's called us to go forth and preach repentance. He's to confess your sin to God and come unto Him. Confess your sins to Him, and He will cleanse you and forgive you of your sin. I tell you, once I confessed my sins to get saved, my heart was broken, contrite, and I tell you, I got born again. And ever since I've been saved, I've never had to be saved again. I've never had to come to God and ask Him to save me a second time. I tell you, when He saved me the first time. And I tell you, what He did, He done it right. He done it good. He put a seal on me that the devil can't break, that he can't loose. He can't get in my soul. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I've been made whole. And I tell you, He's perfected forever them that are sanctified. And I've been born again, and I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. But I tell you, but since I've been saved, I got to daily cleanse myself from my flesh, and I got to confess my sins to God. And that's what John wrote, and what he did, and the Bible said in 1 John, he talked about it, and I've said it many a times, and I'll preach it again. And he said, I write unto you children, little children, that you sin not, but if you do, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to cleanse us. And I'm thankful that I serve a risen God, that one I can come to and cast all my care on Him. He cared for me. And I tell you, I've been made a new creature in Christ ever since day one. And I tell you, He'll do the same for you, my friend. I tell you, He don't have no like a 30 and 60, 90 day plan. My pastor's preached for many, many years. And I tell you, He didn't put us on probation. When He saved us the first time and sealed us. And I tell you, put the Holy Spirit in us. And I tell you, if we don't have what we need, it's our fault. It's not God's fault. And God will deal with us. He'll chastise those that He loves, those that are saved. He'll chastise us, and He'll deal with us tenderly. And if we listen, if we correct ourselves and judge ourselves, we won't have to be judged by God. But if we push it off, if we don't humble ourselves and listen unto what God's speaking to our hearts about, and we go on our ways and we forget what manner of person we are, and we begin to think everything's all right, and I tell you, and go on our way, and I tell you, God's going to have to bring down the chastising rod, and I tell you, to get our attention. He said He don't want us to be conformed with this world. You see, when He saved me, He brought me out of the world. I tell you, He took the love of the world out of me. He didn't take me out of the world. I tell you, but He took the love of the world out of me. You see, and therefore, when I got saved, He brought me out of that. And I tell you, He gave me something new. And now I'm walking in this life. And I tell you, I'm not living, I'm living in this world in flesh, but in my soul, I'm living for Jesus. Not night and day. I tell you, I'm living for Jesus. And I tell you, He's made me new. And I tell you, He'll make you new if you'll trust Him. And I tell you, come unto Him. And I tell you, He'll save your soul. And if you are saved, you want to get things right with God, He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to come to Him. He's waiting on you to call on Him. I tell you, He's very tender, long-suffering. He don't make us, but He will chastise us. And I'm thankful that He does. And like I said, He don't want us to be conformed with the world. We're not to look like the world. We're not to smell like the world. We're not to act like the world. We don't supposed to look like them. We don't supposed to do the things they do. We don't supposed to fear the things they fear. I'm talking about we're to live by faith and not by sight. And I tell you, we fear God. I do. And I know God's people does. But what I'm trying to say here is that we're to be different. We're to be a chosen people, a chosen generation, you see, a peculiar people. The Bible tells us that we are to be different. We're not to be sowing it to our flesh. If we sow to the flesh of our flesh, we're going to reap corruption. Anything that's of the flesh, we got to be honest about it. We got to see. We got to be sure that God's pleased with what we're doing and what we're saying and everything else that we do. I tell you, we got to examine ourselves by the Word of God. And I tell you, if we don't, I tell you, we can lie to ourselves. And like I said before, we can look ourselves in the mirror. And I tell you, if we're not honest about it and go our way, we'll forget what manner of person we really are. We'll become double-minded. And we won't be able to receive the things of God. We won't be able to be fed by God. We won't be able to really have a good fellowship with Him. And we're not going to be able to help people. And we're not going to be able to win them. I tell you, we got to be clean. We got to keep ourselves clean, and we got to keep our feet on the concrete. We can't get it down in the ditch with the people of the world, the sinners of the world. Let me tell you something. I've been saved, and I tell you, I was a sinner, and I was lost, and He saved me. But let me tell you, I still am a sinner. I'm talking about my flesh. And I tell you, He saved me. He saved my inner man. I'm going to heaven. This old body's going to go back to dust whence it come. I tell you, but I got to cleanse myself daily. And therefore, I tell you, the Bible said that we do sin. The Bible said if we say we don't sin, then we're not telling the truth. And he was talking to the believers there. John was in the book of 1 John. And so therefore, we need a daily cleansing. And so I tell you, I got to come to him daily. And I tell you, not that I go out and say, well, God forgave me yesterday for this sin, so I'm going to do it again. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about confessing our sin and forsaking and learning by our mistakes and quit running after our flesh. And so therefore, we must cleanse. Now, every day I cleanse myself from the thoughts that the devil will bring and runs through my mind. He tries to, and he works on the mind of everybody. If he don't work on you, there's something wrong with you. I tell you, if the devil don't work on you, he's already got you. I tell you, if you're saved and the devil don't work on you, the devil's already captivated you. I tell you, but he does. He works on us and he tries to, this is the thoughts of foolishness of sin. I tell you, bad attitude. I tell you, I see myself come short every day. I got so much improvement to do. I tell you, it's pathetic. And I tell you, I ask God to help me every day, but we all must, and we must see ourselves in a better way. If we're going to be used by God, I tell you, we got to get the willful acts of sin out of our life, things that we know, if we're honest, that are wrong, and I tell you, God's not pleased with it, then that's a willful acts of sin. And we're not going to be used like we need to be used, be hardly used at all, if we don't get the willful acts of sin out of our life. And I tell you, when we clean it up, then the Lord will fill our house, He will fill our soul, He'll fill our house, and knowing that, He'll fill everything around us, and He'll use us greatly and mightily because the need is so great. And I tell you, and God is mighty, and He'll use His body. And I tell you, what we do, we need to do it now because it's coming to a close. My friend, today, it's coming to a close. He's coming soon to get His church out of here. And I tell you, pure hell's going to break loose on this earth. I tell you, it's going to be an awful time. It never had been before. It's going to be so terrible for those that's left behind to go through the tribulation period. And I tell you, it's coming. And I won't be here. I'll be gone. The church will be gone. I tell you, everybody's been saved and trusted in the Lord. I tell you, they're going to be gone. He's going to get them out first before He brings any forth any kind of judgment for any vials or any kind of vials are open or any kind of things or trumpet sounds and all the things in the book of Revelation. You'll see the church already in heaven before these things are loose and before judgment comes and so forth and all these things begin to take place. And I tell you, they are going to be tribulation saints. I tell you, those that's going to be born at once, the nation being born at once, the children of Israel, the eyes are going to be open. Go to the Wailing Wall. They're going to go and pray. Their eyes are going to be open. They're going to be able to go and preach the end time gospel and so forth. But we that are saved here today, we're going to be in heaven. And I want you to go to heaven and be with us. I want you to go to heaven, my friend, today. I don't want you to die in sin and go to hell. So come to yourself. Get down by yourself somewhere. Seek God. Be sure you're saved. Be sure that you're really born again. If you have any doubt, I tell you, pray like you never prayed before and ask God to save you and be sure. Give you that blessed assurance. And He will. I tell you, if you seek God, if you've really been born again and saved, I tell you, you get in His Word, you get in the church, I tell you, you start keeping your mind on Him, I tell you, I promise you, He'll fellowship with you and you'll have no problem knowing that you're saved. If anyone be in Christ, they are new. And knowing that, we know we pass from death unto life. He gives us love for the brethren. We love the Word of God. We love God. I tell you, there's a difference. We have these characteristics, but my time's quickly come and gone today. God bless you. Get by yourself somewhere and do some real praying. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.